Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are opening up with the theme song, No One Else, but also followed immediately by Keiko Matsui. I definitely want you to be a bit inspired as we start the day out talking about how we can grow some hair. And if you need some inspiration in filling in the gaps in the scalp, well, Medical News Today is going to give us some ideas on how to do that. You may be surprised at some of the techniques, some of the methods that might work in growing some hair. Now, you know what I want to ask you, though. Of those of you, male and female, who have been having some problems with hair thinning or balding, have you already taken steps to deal with that? And if so, what steps have you taken? And how have those steps worked for you? You might need to, do some sharing of some information. Help somebody else out if you took some steps that were helpful. Now, how many of you just decided, well, you know what? I'm just going to cover up. I'm going to put on a wig, a toupee, something. Just cover it up. No one will ever know. How many of you say, well, no, I haven't tried the wig thing, but I have tried. And you start listing one or two or three different kinds of products. And if you had the surgery done, the hair transplant, how did that work? Were you pleased with the results? Are you still pleased with the results? Just curious, what has worked for you? What have you tried that has not worked for you? Well, I want to let you know now, I'm not guaranteeing anything here. Nope, I do not like offering guarantees, but I do want to share some information. You decide whether or not you want to try one or two or three of these options and see whether or not it'll get you the results you want. Yeah, I'm going to share the info with you. So here we go. You know, by the way, I'm really waiting for my new hair growth, too. That's right. I like the way I put that. I'm waiting for my new hair growth. But when it comes to preventing hair loss or even improving the hair that someone already has, there are quite a few natural methods that help. There are a variety of home remedies that people use to try and regrow their hair. However, it's important to remember that research to support the methods is not always extensive. There are many common myths about lifestyle approaches or remedies that can help hair regrow. And it's often difficult to determine the fact from the fiction. Now, we're going to be exploring what reportedly does work and what does not work. And along the way, we're going to take a look at some myths about hair growth. And see if you believe any of these. See if you used to or still embrace some of these, well, what they're calling myths, or will be calling myths. All right. Here's some fast facts on how to regrow hair. Get this now, naturally. Looking after your hair is an important part of avoiding hair loss. You still have your hair? Don't take it for granted. No thinning? Great, but don't take it for granted. Looking after your hair is an important part of avoiding hair loss. Secondly, multiple nutrient deficiencies may result in hair loss. And then, while it is more common in men, women too can lose their hair. All right. Fast facts. Any of you know a lady who's losing her hair, how does she deal with it? Okay. So a range of remedies and techniques that people can try, including your hair care. Now, how about this? Misconceptions about whether hair care does contribute to hair loss and regrowth. There are some misconceptions about whether hair care does contribute to hair loss and regrowth. For example, is this true or false? Washing your hair too often causes hair loss. True or false? Washing your hair too often causes hair loss. How about this one? True or false? Blow drying hair can cause hair loss. All right, how about this third one? Hair dye is a cause of hair loss. True or false? Hair dye is a cause of hair loss. How about this one? True or false? Overly vigorous brushing can cause hair loss. How about this one? This is your last true or false. Hair care products like gel, mousse, hairspray cause hair loss. All right, you ready? This is your pop quiz now. Here are your questions again. And these are all true or false. Washing your hair too often causes hair loss. Secondly, blow drying your hair causes hair loss. Thirdly, hair dye is a cause of hair loss. Fourth, overly vigorous brushing can cause hair loss. Fifth, hair care products like gel, mousse, and hairspray cause hair loss. Okay, back to the beginning. Our first true-false question. Washing hair too often causes hair loss. What did you put down, true or false? All right, the correct answer is false. Washing your hair too often does not cause hair loss. How about one related to that? The second one related to that. Blow drying hair causes hair loss. That one, ladies and gentlemen, is true. Blow drying hair can cause hair loss because it can damage, burn, or dry out the hair. However, they say, when the hair is lost for that reason, because of blow drying, it will grow back. There's hope. So, how many of you blow dry your hair? That's a quick way to do it, right? Get that hair dry, boom, move on to the next phase. You may want to do it a little differently and try to avoid washing your hair. When you're getting ready to go out and it is really, really cold outside, that's not a good idea. Try to give yourself plenty of time to do a thorough job of towel drying your hair and still giving the pores in your scalp more time, plenty of time to close back up. How about this third one? What did you say about hair dye? Hair dye is a cause of hair loss. Ladies and gentlemen, that is another true conception, not a misconception. That is a true conception. Hair dye is another cause of temporary hair loss. Most hair coloring treatments contain chemicals that can damage the hair and make it fall out. How many of you have said, you know what, I'm not feeling all this gray, and so you dye your hair to hide the gray. And then you begin to notice after you've begun to notice after some time that seems like in certain areas of your head, your hair is thinning out. And you're having trouble figuring out why. Maybe that hair dye is the culprit. How about this one? Overly vigorous brushing. What did you say? That can or cannot cause hair loss? Did you say that that is true or false? That overly vigorous brushing can cause hair loss. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't want to upset you, but overly vigorous brushing can cause injury. Now, notice now, they didn't say brushing. Overly vigorous brushing can cause injury, which can lead to hair loss, and some hairstyles, such as tight plaits, ponytails, or cornrows, can cause hair loss because there is too much tension on the hair. How many of you are thinking when you heard me say that, wow, you know what? I figured that. I figured that could happen. I knew I was feeling a little leery about having those tight cornrows in my hair or in my daughter's hair. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tight plaits, ponytails, cornrows can cause hair loss because of the excessive tension on the hair. What did you conclude about hair care products? Gel, mousse, etc. Can that cause hair loss? Well, as it turns out, hair care products do not cause hair loss. Those types of hair care products do not cause hair loss. That said, let me ask you this. What is the main reason, or what are the main reasons that you use the hair care products that you use? And don't get defensive. I'm not asking you that because I'm trying to tell you you don't need that stuff. No, no, no. I'm just curious as to what motivates you to use the type of hair care product that you use. Are you mostly trying to moisturize your scalp? Are you mostly trying to moisturize your hair? Do you want to moisturize hair and scalp? Is there a certain look that you're going for that you can't get unless you use one or more of these hair care products that you use? Which brand of hair care product has worked best for you? Whether you use mousse, whether you use hairspray, whatever it is you use, grease, what have you noticed? Have you discovered whether or not one type of hair care product or one brand works better for you than another? I remember when I was in elementary school and early high school, I tell you what, I didn't really know what I wanted. I knew I wanted my hair to have some body. I didn't want it dry. Of course, your hair is too dry, especially if your scalp gets dry. Then you're having problems with itching. My guess is some people think they're having problems with dandruff, although they don't see anything, but they have a problem with itching. And it could be that you just have a dry scalp and you need to find some kind of way to moisturize your scalp. But I remember trying a number of different products when I was in elementary school and high school. Mostly sprays, different brands of hairspray, and some liquids. And to tell you the truth, I used products products that were designed for various ethnicities. Sure did. I was trying to figure out what worked. And I tell you, it was years later before I finally discovered what would work for me. I tell you, there were some things that I used that got me the results I wanted, got the results that I was looking for. But, oh man, when I would go outside, especially during the summer, beautiful out there, I mean, just plain beautiful, enjoying a nice game of basketball, or just sitting out there enjoying the sun, beautiful, blue skies with beautiful white clouds, nice bright yellow sun way, way, way up there. And man, there were just different insects that would, whatever I put in my hair was working for them more than it was working for me. They'd run me back in the house. Took me a while to figure out that it was the hair care product that I was using that was drawing those little rascals. So Even though it was giving me the results I was looking for as far as the hair goes, I had to go back to the drawing board. Yes, I did. Well, hair care products like gel, mousse, hairspray, again, the good news is they do not cause hair loss. Now, what about massage? Particularly scalp massage, not just on the surface dealing with your hair, but moving those fingers down through the hair to the scalp. What does that do? Well, there was a study conducted in Japan that showed that scalp massage could increase hair thickness. The men involved in the study had regular massages over a 24-week period. And while the hair growth rate did not improve, thickness improved significantly. All right, how many of you are willing to spend a few minutes massaging your scalp in order to improve the thickness of your hair? Notice now, they said hair growth rate didn't improve, but thickness did improve, and significantly. Researchers believe that this could be to do with increased blood flow and direct stimulation of the cells. All right. Does nutrition play a role in hair growth, hair loss? Well, while hair loss can be affected by nutrient deficiency, the exact links between diet and hair loss are complicated. All right, let's take a look at some of these nutrients and their connection with hair on the head in particular, starting with iron. Iron deficiency is the most common nutritional deficiency in the world, and it is a known cause of hair loss. Women experiencing perimenopause and menopause are at risk of iron deficiency. Vegans, vegetarians, people with certain conditions such as celiac disease are at risk of iron deficiency. In a study on mice, the reversal of iron deficiency also leads to the restoration of hair growth. Now, how encouraging is that? Not enough iron leading to iron deficiency, leading to hair loss. But then start putting the right amounts of iron into the body. Iron sufficiency comes and hair growth is restored. Awesome. How about zinc? Zinc deficiency has a direct link with brittle hair, and increasing zinc levels also leads to the regrowth of hair. However, researchers don't know whether zinc supplementation would help people without diagnosed zinc deficiency. All right. We're talking about our hair. We're taking a look at what we can do to restore hair growth if hair loss is a problem. Making quite a few connections, too. All right. Be back in a few as we talk some more about how we can do something about hair growth, hair loss.